business networking to current events and everything in between. Join in the conversation at 781-837-4900. Now, let's connect. Here's your host, WATD's Jeannie White.
Good morning. Hope everyone's fine. I'm here today. I have a special guest, Janae Giddens, and she is from the, she has the Ultra Life Coaching, and Janae is also a DJ, and she's DJ Tune Talks with Janae on CyberStation USA. And this month, we're going to try something different. We're going to have different individuals that are going to come on my show and that have specialties in any particular area that needs to be talked about. And today we're going to be talking about different things that we can do as a family unit or as a couple, because we know how the economy is right now, right, Janae?
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you. And so we want to give some suggestions, and if anyone wants to call in and give their own suggestions of what they do, please do so. But again, I want to thank Janae, Tune Talks with Janae.
That's right.
Yes. And we want to get started with what would you like to give off some information yet for families or friends or couples that want to do something in an inexpensive way?
Well, why don't we start with families?
Yes, okay.
You know, one of the biggest resources that we have that is pretty much free that I think a lot of people overlook is the library.
Yes.
Every town usually has a library or two or three. Mm-hmm. Where I am in Weymouth, we actually have three. Four, if you count the one that's under construction.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
Lots of libraries. Yeah. And you can do all kinds of things at libraries. Of course, most people know about story time for children.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big hit for,
yes, big.
For parents. They also have a lot of workshops there. People actually will go and put on workshops at the library, and sometimes they're free and sometimes they're not.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's a members only thing, but there are workshops available on a lot of different areas in life that people might want to learn about. So I always recommend go online, check out your library online if you don't want to visit in person. There's nothing that beats going in person, however.
Oh, definitely, because you see a lot. I noticed, too, at the libraries, they also have a lot of different passes and coupons to to, say, the Museum of Fine Arts or the Museum of Science. And they have, like, maybe $2, $3 off, but certainly is a great way to indulge these children into some, you know, different things that are going on in the surrounding town or in the city.
That's right. That's right. So passes to the Museum of Science in Boston, all kinds of things like that, the Children's Museum. And I don't even know if the one in Pembroke is still open. There was a Children's Museum in Pembroke, I thought. If anybody knows about that, maybe they can give us a call.
Yeah, definitely. You could call us in. And anyone has any suggestions, they could call us in at 781-837-4900 and give us some of your ideas on what you do because of, you really want to do something with your family, and so you want to do it in a very affordable way, right, Janae?
Absolutely. Definitely. That's the key here, of course, in this time.
Oh, yes. I know it. Definitely.
We're not going to go into the negatives, but
no, we don't want to do negatives. There's positives. I just, you know, I had an idea, too, and I did it this last year, and I like it. It's called GEO Catching, and it's a high-tech game hunt that you go onto this website and you plug in your zip code. And there are over 737,000 active caches around the world. So they're everywhere.
That's right.
And you can also do your own. You can also provide a place, you know, to hide something. And what it is that you have a GPS and you plug in these coordinates. And
I
last year I went to the Blue Hills, and we were up mountains, down mountains, and they give you all these clues. There's a log across the way, and it's this color. And then you find this little box. Eventually you find it, and there's this little stuff inside of it, little, you know, gotsy things, you know, little key rings and little, little statues and stuff like that. And also they have a book, a log book. So you log in that you were there at such and such a time on this date. And if you take something out of it, you have to replace it with something else.
Okay.
You know, and then you put the box back to where it was, obviously, you know, and then you go back up on geocaching.com and you plug in that what you did that particular day. So it's pretty interesting to do this as a family, you know, that you can, I don't know, suppose you're over in Europe somewhere. They have them over there, you know, but that's another inexpensive way to do something with a family.
And yeah. I love the exercise aspect of that.
Yes, because you're walking.
Like a lot of exercise.
Yeah, a lot of walking.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's an excellent thing. And I did that a few times last year with my friend Sheila Wilson. And it really was a lot of fun. And you'd be surprised at how many people you'll meet on the trails that are doing the same thing.
Right. Well, maybe you and I can do that
sometime. I think so. It would be fun. I thought it was pretty interesting. I'm going, wow. And then you stop and obviously you bring a backpack or something like that with water and, you know, something to eat or something like that, something mild. And you're laughing and talking. And I went with Sheila and her son and his wife, and we had a But you'd be surprised how fast the day goes.
Yes, I can imagine.
And plus you're outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Inexpensive. So that's my contribution to doing something as a family.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. And then the library also, just to go back to that, because it's not just about books.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people know this, but you can actually rent for free. It's not really renting, I guess it's borrowing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can borrow DVDs.
Yes.
And for those of us that still have VHSs, that would be me. You can get VHSs.
Yeah.
You can get audiobooks. A mm-hmm. lot of people like books on tape or, mm-hmm. I guess, again, books on CD. My gosh, I'm dating myself a tiny bit.
Okay.
You can even get music CDs.
Yes, there's a lot.
Lots and lots of things.
Lots of things. Also, I used to do this, and I should have did my homework on this, and I didn't. But at the Boston Public Library on Friday nights, they have free movies.
There
they used
go.
To, at least. I used to go there, and we'd meet. And they have some great movies you'd see there. And then we'd see the movie, and then we'd stop right around there somewhere down at Copley, you know, have a coffee or a glass of wine or something like that. So that was a really inexpensive evening also. You know, as
imagine.
A couple, if you want to do that.
Great. So now people could probably find out about that by just
going onto BostonPublicLibrary.com. Yeah. And just finding it out. But if I hadn't known about it with these friends of mine that lived in the North End, I would have not known that was existing, that you could go to a movie and see something.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
The other thing, you know, it's not always about going online to find things out, and I meant to bring it, and I didn't, but the Yellow Pages or the phone book.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about that.
We were talking about
that. Then I just said, I don't think I have a phone book.
The phone book is the best resource, people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you just open up your phone book to the first page and just start from the beginning and leaf through until you get to, you know, people's names or business names and all that, you will find all kinds of things that are going on in your community.
And you don't really know about
it. You don't even have a clue
you don't
about
know,
it.
Right. Also, I think, too, is the calendar on the Boston Globe does a lot of things, too.
Oh, okay.
You know, that they have information on it, you know, and plus, also on 95.9, their website, they have many things that they have here, what to do with the kids this weekend. They have tons of things here.
Oh.
And here we are here about the family Friday nights at the Children's Museum in Boston, 5 to 9. Admission is only $1.
Look at that.
You know, so anyone that goes on the WATD website can see something that may be of interest to them that they could do with the family in a very inexpensive way. But I don't think $1 a person is that bad to go to the museum.
I would say not.
I think that's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So here we go, and here it is on 95.9 website. You
Look
can find that.
That
information.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned movies, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Again, now being in Weymouth, of course, I know a little bit about Weymouth.
More than I do.
So the Cameo Theater.
Oh, yes, I know that one.
Love the Cameo Theater.
Yeah.
It's, of course, it's small, it's quaint, it's old-fashioned, but that's part of its charm, okay? And it's at 14 Columbian Street, and it's owned by Patriot Cinemas. And, you know, it's really, I would say, about half the price of going to the regular theater.
Mm-hmm. Up until 6
half.
O'clock, right?
There you go.
$4.
There you go. So, you know, check out the Cameo Theater.
Yeah, you do if you're in that general vicinity. And plus, I just wanted to make this little announcement. I got this email, anonymously from someone that listens to our show. And apparently, over there at Steel Magnolias at the Whitman High School in Steel Magnolias at the Whitman Hanson High School tonight. the play is there, and the admission is only $8.
$8 for a play.
And for a play, yes. So, you know, even if you want to go out with someone, you have a date or something like that. Steel Magnolias was a great movie anyways. Go see that and then go for a cup of coffee afterwards. So there's an inexpensive evening, but you still get out.
Yeah, do we know how to get those tickets? Is there a number to call?
You know, I think there is, but at this point, oh, yes, by calling 781-618-8459, and the tickets are $9, you know, and I guess it's, this person is, did I miss something?
I thought you said $8.
$8,
yeah,
yes.
$8.
Uh-huh. Wow. This is pretty good. Did I miss anything, Janae?
Yeah, no, maybe we could give out the number again.
Sure, it's 781-618-8459. Right. And there's only 125 seats per performance. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of people tonight. It starts at 7 p.m.
Ah, great, 7 mm-hmm. o'clock.
That's 7 o'clock, time. So that's a good time, yeah. I believe I don't know if he's the director, but the person that's doing this, his name is Tom Davis.
Yeah.
I guess he's the producer or director of the play. Mm-hmm. But I think that's great to go to, you know, here we are in the Whitman-Hanson, I believe, area. I'm not too familiar with this area, mm-hmm. so I may be a little lost here. So is Whitman-Hanson, this two towns join two schools together?
You know
together?
Something? I'm not exactly sure about that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to go with probably.
Yeah. But anyways, Steel Magnolias would be great if somebody wanted to go out for the evening for, look at $16.
Exactly.
And I'm sure there's no paying for parking, so there's $16 that you could go out for the evening and still have fun.
Right.
Yeah.
And bring the kids.
Yes. Yes. Or bring a date.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything because sometimes I can stumble over my words, folks.
We're good.
Yeah. That's live.
And you know, the other thing that family-wise that I used to love doing, and I still love doing, actually, mm-hmm. we do it all the time, which is playing board games.
Oh, yes.
What are some of your, I'm gonna be interviewer now.
I love Clue.
I love
Clue. Only because I love Mrs. White.
I forgot there is a Mrs. White.
There's a Mrs. White in that. Yeah, I like Clue. Clue's a good game. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's
like
a lot of fun.
Too. I like Clue, too.
Yeah.
One of the things that we've been into playing a lot, it's a great for the kids and the adults, it's a lot of fun, is Aggravation. I don't know if you remember Aggravation.
Is that with marbles?
It is with marbles.
Oh, it is with marbles. Okay, so obviously I haven't lost anything here.
Haven't lost your marbles.
Yeah, no.
So, now Aggravation is a great game. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I think the more people you have, the longer the game goes, so be warned.
Yes.
I want to say it's up to 6 players
really?
At a time, but that's a great game. Great game.
Yeah. I know in our earlier days when we didn't have a lot of cash ourselves, when we're all married, some of my friends will know this, we used to play charades a lot.
Yeah.
Used to love charades. You know, like, I don't know, book title, and then, you know, movies, listen,
the
sounds
hand
like.
Signals for
yes,
all
the
that
hand
stuff,
signals, yeah. So that was a lot of fun, yeah. And someone used to bring potluck stuff in, so we'd all have something to eat, and it wasn't detrimental to our pocketbook.
Right.
So that's another thing you can do, yeah.
And for some reason, you just reminded me to remember the show Name That Tune.
Oh, yes.
You can do that, too.
Yeah.
Hum a few bars of
hum
a song,
what is
right?
it? No,
and the other people have to figure out what the song is, right?
What is it? I just thought about Laura Sheridan meowing the song.
Oh,
so you could also
meow
the song, yeah. You know, why did I just think of the Unknown Comic? Do you remember there was a show? Gong Show.
Yes, the Gong Show.
Yeah. We're getting off track here, so I'm sorry, folks.
But you can actually play Name That Tune with a group of people.
Right, you can.
You know, which is a great, great...
Oh, we've taken a break. All right. We'll be right back shortly.
Hi, this is Jeannie White. Have you ever thought that you could use some support in figuring out what direction you want your life to go in? Have you ever thought that you could use some support to get yourself in that next level in whatever you want to achieve in your life? Well, then, Ultra Life Coaching can help. At Ultra Life Coaching, they look at the whole life picture, not just a single area. Sometimes an outside bird's eye view is all you need. Go to ultralifecoaching.com to find out how, together with Ultra Life Coaching, you can achieve the extraordinary. Again, that website is ultralifecoaching.com.
Hello, Laura Sheridan here. Are you sick of the blah blah and want more rah rah? Do you feel like life is lighting a fire beneath you instead of within you? Do you long to find your dream but simply ran out of steam? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to buy my book, The Rah-Rah Book. Or if you feel your organization could use a little rah-rah, I can perform a live Rah-Rah with Laura show to help everyone kick the K away from funk and have just plain fun. Go to my website, which is www.rahrahwithlaura.com, to buy my book or to book me. May the rah-rah force be with you.
We're back. Hopefully we've stimulated your brain to think about all kinds of other things that you can do with your family in an inexpensive way and still enjoy their company. I wanted to talk about, which I had done years ago, and I love it. I love coffee houses.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You mentioned that.
I used to go to Kenmore Square a lot and have coffee and listen to them play, you know, guitar music and, you know, not country and western, but what other music is there? I forget now. I can't think of it now.
Bluegrass, all of a sudden, blues.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
All of a sudden, I got a memory block. But anyways, but so now what I saw a couple of weeks ago was this article about coffee houses doing well in hard times.
Look at that.
Yes. And there's a whole list of them that they have. You know, one of them, the coffee house of the, off the square, that's in Hingham. There's a coffee house in Walpole, and the Driftwood Folk Cafe, and that's in Plymouth. And some of them are also in churches, coffee houses, which I find, you know, kind of unique. They have an area. Folk music, that's what I was trying to think of. Ta-da! I didn't lose it. But my friend out, I don't know if Phyllis is listening, but way back when she was a hairdresser, I used to go and meet her after her shift whenever she got through with the hair. And for some reason, I can't even think of the owner of the shop. But I think her son's name was Neil. So we used to go in to Kenmore Square a lot and just sit and have some coffee and, you know, just listen to some talks. And, you know, you got to meet a lot of different people there. And it was inexpensive and you're still being entertained. So that's a little bit of my contribution to say, yes, there are coffee shops out there, coffee houses, and I'm a big advocate of coffee houses.
Okay.
So, you know, you can do that. I know that the South Shore Folk Music Club, they're in Kingston, and the Union Coffee House, that's in Bridgewater. But this was a completely, fairly good, they gave a list of the different coffee shops.
Okay.
I don't want to say coffee shop, coffee houses that they had. And they've been around for years, and it's been a very inexpensive way to do different things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So that's another contribution that I have.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to a coffee house.
Very interesting. They really are. It's a group of people that just like to sit back and, you know, drink some good coffee and listen to some good music, or probably, you know, someone that's new to singing. That's another way for people to get out there. And
So some of them have open mic?
Yes, they have. Some of them have open mic. And in fact, talking about open mic, I don't know why I just thought of this, but it's a plug for the Jury Room in Quincy.
Okay.
We're going to do this on Wednesday nights. They have open mic. And I was going to get up there last week if we had gone, I told you. And I was going to introduce you and to say your expiring DJ, Janae Giddens.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
We did not.
We ended up going to the IHOP. And I'm going, I didn't know there was an IHOP in Quincy.
See that? You learn something new every day.
Every day. You just never know. So I'm gone off the beaten track. So the mic is here to Janae.
Well, we were just talking about board games and things
yes,
that you can do
yes.
at home with the family or invite friends over and just have a good night at home. A new game that actually we got a couple of years ago for the holidays was called Ruckus. And it's, I can't even describe it, to tell you the truth. It's just a lot of fun. Maybe, you know, Google ruckus.com and see what comes up.
Okay.
But it's just a little box, and it's actually a card game. So
okay.
It's just a lot of fun. Yeah. I can't describe it, but it's a lot of fun. So just check out ruckus.com and see what comes up.
That's right. I know that we talked about this, too, is I used to have people come over. We used to play charades or something like that. Maybe some people didn't want to play it. I used to have this table set up with the puzzles.
Yes.
And so we had some chairs around. You'd be surprised how many people like to sit around that puzzle and just kind of like, you know, they'd be drinking a glass of wine or coffee or tea or whatever, and they're just trying to figure out, you know, the puzzle and stuff like that. So that's another thing you can entertain your friends with, too. So there are many inexpensive ways to do things, to be in company with everyone and not spend a lot of money.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I probably wouldn't be good at that because I love doing puzzles. But
oh, that's right.
I like doing them all by myself.
You don't like to share, right?
I don't want to share my puzzle.
Okay, folks. If I have puzzles at my house, Janae has her own separate table.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan to me. Really does, yeah. I mean, we gave some pretty good ideas out, but, you know, you just, if anyone has any ideas, they can always email us at jwhite733@comcast.net and, you know, contribute to this because this show's for you, you know, and I'm here to facilitate and to have a venue for you. You know, there's people are out there that want to do things in an expensive way. I know out in Brookline, I should have done more investigating, but there's a place out there in the summertime they have open plays out there in a particular park area. I have to think about that. Maybe the next time I'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
The other thing is, and I actually read this in the paper, that bartering.
Yes, it was also on the news, also about bartering.
That people are trading goods and services now as opposed
to paying.
Coming
back, yes.
It is coming back because, you know, Jane needs this and Joe has it.
Right,
Joe needs this and Jane actually has it. So they just swap services and get what they need. Which I thought was a fantastic
idea. That's a long-standing thing,
But I think that it definitely went away for a while. And now that
it's coming,
sort of forced.
Well, you're forced into it. You know, suppose I want to have my hair done and say I'm married and my husband's a carpenter. And maybe the hairdresser needs to fix something.
Yeah.
Maybe we can barter on having my hair done while he comes in and fix this. So you have to use your imagination on how you can barter with someone.
That's
but certainly can get you goods and services that way. Yeah.
And that's, you know, there is an upside to the times that we're in now, which is that we will hopefully get back to this way of living where things are a little more simple.
Coming back to the simpler ways.
Exactly.
Yes.
As complicated as
sort of
spending a whole lot of money on things that
you really don't need.
Easily
do, either
at home or do yourself, or like you say, you don't really need. So that's, I think, the upside.
Yeah. Before I forget, I am going to have a writing contest that's going to start today.
A writing contest?
Yes. 500 words or less. And believe me, 500 words or less, because I'm going to check it through Microsoft.
Okay. So don't go to 501.
No, I'm kidding. And what it is, if you can write something, you're an inspiring writer, that you want to write something that you write something that you think would be worthy to be in print, we are going to Suzette Stranding. She is the world. She's an author of The Art of Column Writing, and she does participate writing for the Patriot Ledger. And the winner will receive a half-hour mentoring with her and a signed book by her. So that would be great, you know. Oh, yes, we have somebody on the phone. Laura?
It's me.
Hey, rah-rah girl, how are you?
Good, thanks. I had to pull over. I'm in the rah-rah mobile. Hey, I love the tips. Thank you.
Oh,
they're
good.
Wonderful. Hey, did you guys ever think about Redbox? Do you guys know about Redbox? You can get movies for like a dollar, and it's called Redbox in a lot of these local supermarkets.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. Oh, that's right. They do.
Yeah, Laura Sheridan here.
Yeah.
I was just, it's so funny. I was just sitting here, and I was going to get a Redbox, you know, and I
Hello,
and
Laura
I bought
Sheridan
a bit,
here.
I don't know. I just want to tell you that's all. But I want to sit here and listen to the rest of your show because it's absolutely wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Laura. Thank you for listening, girl.
I love it. Okay.
Thanks, Laura.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Well, that was good of Laura. I forgot about that in the markets.
Totally forgot.
They
about
do.
That.
They do have that, and I see people doing that all the time. That's really great. Because another one is Netflix. You know,
yep.
So that's another.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
but just let me get back to the writing contest. I'm really serious about this. And anyone that's an aspiring writer or thought they could write, please, you know, send in a 500-word what did I just say?
Essay.
on something that you think would be really being in print. And the winner will receive a half-hour mentoring with Suzette Stranding. And she wrote The Art of Column Writing, and she does write for different columns, and she writes for the Patriot Ledger. And we'll give you off a signed copy of her book. And so you can send all your writings to me at jwhite7033@comcast.net. And it would be behoove you, if you have this desire, a dream, that you really want to try to have the written word, I'd be more than happy to look at your essays, and the ones I think are fine, I'll pass them on to Suzette. So that's the beginning.
Yay.
That we're going to have. I think it'll be going for probably about 3 weeks, and then after that, I will announce the winner on the air.
So all people right. should get that to you really as soon as possible.
As soon as they can, within 3 weeks. Do you think maybe I should do a month? Probably a month, would,
maybe
be
a
fair.
Month would be fair.
A month from today will end it.
So actually, that would be the entire month of March.
Of March, yes.
There
yes.
we go.
Yes, and if you really think you want to read something, write something, you know, please do. It's jwhite7033@comcast.net. Before I forget, I want to thank Paul Skulsberg and Jack Dean and Julie Dean. I was invited to the opening of the Healing Center and all at Old Derby Street last night. Paul presented his documentation he did on alternative treatment for cancer, which was outstanding. And so I think at another later date they will be on my show. But I want to thank them and tell them that what they're going to be doing with this health center is just miraculous. And again, they're at the Old Derby Street.
In Hingham,
yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I just wanted to say hello to Lisa and Suzette. Suzette did the show for me last week. Lisa has the Hallowed Herbs Tea House at High School Street in Quincy. And Lisa, I think you have to go on the internet to see Yelp of Boston did a shout out on you, and T-Map also did a shout out on you and about your tea shop. So those pretty interesting. So we're coming to the end.
Okay.
Do you see how fast the half hour goes?
You know, it does go very fast. I could have just sat here and talked a little longer.
Yes, I know. We probably could have done another half hour. So if anyone has any ideas or they have want to be aspiring a writer or any ideas about what people can do with their time in a very inexpensive way, you can write jwhite7033@comcast.net. And do anyone else you want to give a shout out to?
No, well, everyone.
Yes, yeah.
Just everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everybody, enjoy this day because it looks gorgeous out.
I know. It looks like a beautiful day out there, and unfortunately, we've got a snowstorm coming.
Well.
But that's another story.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
For today, it's gorgeous.
This is a good day, and the show went well, and hope everyone got some good ideas of what they can do with their family and friends.
And I can't wait to hear from the folks that do write in and
tell oh, yes,
more
definitely.
Ideas
yes, more ideas.
I
mean,
them.
I'll share them. But again, have a good day, everyone. Thank you very much. See you next week on the radio. This is Jeannie White. Thank you. Bye.